Good morning and welcome to the Sunday School lesson for today. This is Winter Quarter 2021, Unit 2, Jesus and Calls in His Ministry. This will be lesson number 8, January the 24th, 2020. Would you thank you for joining us for the Sunday School lesson from Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 45 Church Street, Piedmont Tunnel Springs, Alabama, 364-71-251-564-2171. The church where everybody is somebody and Christ is the head. Our pastor is Reverend Wayland Oliver. Sister Joyce Oliver is our first lady, and our clerk is Miss Lisa Starwood. We have Sunday school every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. And since the pandemic, we have been broadcasting from House Hebraican Gospel Blog Talk Radio, located at 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. And worship services are 2nd, 4th, and 5th Sundays at 11 a.m., and they have been coming to you from the church parking lot there in the sanctuary with Reverend Oliver, and being broadcast by our musician, Brother Corey Robinson. Today is fourth Sunday, and church services will be in the parking lot this morning, broadcast by Brother Corey Robinson via the internet. We want to say thank you all for joining us, and the church family has been in a state of grieving here lately. We lost Sister Hawthorne. They buried her yesterday at 1 p.m. there at the church cemetery. She was very faithful in Sunday school and attending Sunday school and being helpful in the community as a nurse and helping people, working with the Red Cross. And the church family mourns her loss for the community, as well as a beautiful lady. Let us pray. Our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to bring thy word of Sunday school to you. We thank you, Jesus, for the trials and the tribulations that we are going through, and as we dwell here on earth, as we work out our soul salvation permanently for our heavenly home, God willing. We thank you for all that you have given us. We thank you for the church sanctuary, the community, all that you have blessed us to be in your midst. We thank you for the deacons and the pastor and all that has transpired and made us who we are, and for us to act in a manner that is Christ-like. Be with us and guide us, Jesus, in these troubling times. Be with us and keep us safe as we battle the pandemic, epidemic that is among us. Across this land, over 400 and some thousand deaf, and death is in our midst as well through the pandemic. Family members at this very moment struggling with COVID-19. Any signs of COVID-19, such as sore throats or fevers or anything like that, cause us to be aware of the dangers. Be with us and guide us, Jesus. Keep us all safe. Lord, we thank for all the church workers that are still doing their tasks and on the mark and on the task in which you have given them to bring the word and to bring the word to your people. Thank for Pastor and Sister Oliver still toiling. We lost Reverend Blue, who has come to our sanctuary and was a friend with Reverend Oliver and a friend to yours truly. We have had the opportunity to talk with him and witness his word being preached. We be thinking about Reverend Blue's family as well. We thank you, Jesus, for sharing and having him with us for this period of time. Be with us and keep us safe, Jesus, to be thy will. These have been a blessing we ask in our Son Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, before I close, this nation, Lord, divided, torn, battled by issues of racism and other aspects of selfishness and ungodliness. Thank you, Jesus. Be with me and guide me that I stay focused on my task, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In spite of our iniquities, in spite of our sins, you continue to love us, Jesus. These are many blessings we ask in our Son Jesus' name. Amen. All right. The devotional reading for January 24th to 2021 is 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 7a. The background script is John, the 17th chapter, 14 through the 24th verse. And our print passage is also John, the 17th chapter, 14 through the 24th verse. Our key verse for today: neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through their word. And the key verse in the New IV version says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Through their message. Something, our big subject for today, standing in the gap. Standing in the gap. As a result of this experience in this lesson, the participant should be able to do these things. Explore Jesus' intercessory prayer for his disciples. Intercessory. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, a note waiting to hear you call on his name. He's our intercessor. When we call on him, he intercedes for us and takes the word to his Father, God. Long for Jesus' prayer to be answered more fully in their lives in the church. Pray for others and work for unity in the body of Christ. This morning, as we were praying for others that are toiling and going through the disease and deaths of the pandemic of COVID-19, key terms for today: ask. To ask questions, prayer. Ask and it shall be given. Believe. To think, to be true, have confidence, to entrust. Sanctify, to make holy, consecrate, purify, sanctify. Sent, to have order, to have to go place appointed, sent away. God sends us. We are sent to take the word to all of Christians throughout the world, preaching the gospel to them. The word, Greek word, order, the universe, earth, the world. Order the universe, the earth, the world in which we live in to this present day, as challenges for us to love and care and take care of each other and follow Jesus' word and so forth, how to deal with people while we are here on the earth. Why this lesson matters: people often look for ways to appeal for assistance on the behalf of others. How can people respond to the urge to intercede in a meaningful manner? Jesus' prayer for his disciples serves as a call to use intercessory prayer for the sake of others. The call to Jesus as an intercessor for all of us. The lesson in focus. We often ask for the prayers of others when we are confronted with personal challenges. Personal challenge is an important decision. We believe firmly in the power of prayer and the strength that comes from supporting one another through crisis. It's difficult times. Those who are able freely lend whatever assistance they can to help and support struggling friends or family members. Christians often open their hands and their hearts to touch acquaintances. Christians often open their hands and their hearts to touch acquaintances. Neighbors are even strangers in times of natural disaster and crisis. For many, they desire to help others in need and second nature. There are times, however, when a person's greatest need may be unknown, when he or she is unwilling to receive help, or when the best solution to his or her problem are beyond one's own capacity to assist. Jesus left a roadmap for navigating through such moments. Intercessory prayer. Are you willing to petition and plead with God for someone else's needs? Some people cherish friends with money, friends with power, or friends with connections. But one of the best friends anyone will ever have is a friend who has access to limitless protection, provisions, and power of God through intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayer. The lesson in context. While Luke documents Jesus' extensive prayer life among the gospel writers, however, John had the unique advantage of being one of Jesus' disciples. John was actually present when Jesus offered what has been called his highly priestly prayer of intercession for the disciples, and records the prayer from the perspective of an eyewitness. The stated purpose of John's gospel is to give evidence to believers in Jesus Christ as messiahs in order to gain eternal life. See John, the 20th chapter and the 31st verse. This prayer is a culmination of calls to eternal life. See John, the 17th chapter, the 2nd and the 3rd verse, that makes up a refrain throughout John. You can see the 3rd chapter, 15 to 16, the 36th chapter, 4 through 14, 5 through 24, 39th chapter, 6, 27, the 40th, 47, 54th and 68th verse, 10th to 28th chapter, the 12th chapter, 25th and the 50th verse. In the call to salvation, many preachers often emphasize the necessity of a change of heart and lifestyle and turning away from sin. However, Jesus tends to emphasize the need to trust in him so that he, by his Spirit, may change a person's life and lead him or her out of sins and shame. And religions teach that the world is an illusion that must be transcended. Jesus did not ask for his disciples to escape an illusionary world, but rather that they be made wholly sanctified with truth as they live in it. It is important to emphasize that they are made holy. There is nothing in and of themselves that have done or will do. Our holiness lies solely in the shoulders of Christ. He continues to intercede for us even and especially today. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He came down through 42 generations, born of a Virgin Mary, stayed on this earth 32 years, abused, crucified, died, buried, rose again, was seen by thousands here on earth, and then ascended into heaven. And his last command was, go ye into all the world, preaching the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are to go. We are to be interceders for others here on the earth on behalf of Jesus Christ, calling them to Jesus Christ. Recall a time when someone volunteered to pray earnestly for your needs before you could ask anyone to do so. Mothers and fathers pray for us. It is often said that we are living on the prayers of our fathers and forefathers and grandmothers. Whom do you usually ask to pray for you? Whom do you ask to pray for you? It's okay to ask others to pray, because some can intercede and pray for others with honesty and love. But you can go to Christ yourself. But the point is to be an intercessor for others. Do you qualify? What qualities do you look for in those you trust with your prayer concerns? What qualities do you trust or do you look for to trust someone to pray for you? Knowing the power of prayer, every Christian should have a very active prayer life. Even a quick study of the Gospel of Jesus deals with devotions to the practice of prayer. If Jesus, who was divine, gave himself so fully to prayer, how much more should we spend time with God in prayer? Among its many purposes, prayer is a means of showing compassion and sharing others' people's burden. Through his word, God welcomes all believers to come boldly with their prayers, concerns, and time of need. See Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse. Assuring them of the effectiveness of prayer one for another. See Ephesians 6:18. When Christians offer prayer in Jesus' name, they are exercising the right to pray that Jesus earned for those who trust him as Savior, our mediator. Jesus qualifies us to go to God on the basis of Jesus' righteousness and merits, knowing that God will hear us. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Because he is our intercessor. He intercedes for us. We take the prayer to Jesus, and Jesus takes it to God, his Father. God, the expiration. God calls his children to be the world, but not of the world. God calls his children to be in the world, but not of the world. Meaning that God expects Christians to reject worldly or carnal value, worldly standards of living, and worldly ways of being in the world. Worldliness hinders our witnesses. Worldliness hinders our witnesses, thus making it hard to win or influence souls for the kingdom. The world. Oh, I know this is the first time in my 74 years that I've come to understand the world is an illusion. Eastern religion teaches that the world is an illusion that must be transcended. And the fact of the matter is, everything that we witness here on the earth will pass away in a flash, as God's word has said, bringing about a new heaven and a new earth. Let's go to the commentary, John, the 17th chapter, verses 14 through 16. We are taking the King James Version, talking from the King James Version and the New IV. If I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Powerful words there. I have given them thy word, and the world hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He's talking to his disciples. He's talking to Christians, believers. He's talking to those that believe in Jesus Christ. And he gives you his word. He gives you his word. And his word is the Holy Bible. As I pull it closer here, as we look at his word, our guide to live here on this earth, our pattern and how we are to live and what we are to walk upright in faith in Jesus Christ. Whether we're being put on, we're being accused, whether we are being sought after, or whether we are being talked about, or whether we are being hated for who we are, simply because we love Jesus Christ and we follow Jesus Christ, God's word. I pray not that thou shouldest be taken out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. In other words, I pray for you Christians, our brothers and us that teach the word, and you that teach the word and walk in a Christ-like manner. I pray not that thou shouldest be taken out of the world, but that I should keep it them from evil. In other words, that he will protect you. He will guide you. He will protect you from harm. and all the onslaughts of this Satan's darts that attack believers and Christians. All right, while you're in the world, you need to be protected. And Jesus is praying that we be protected as we take your word, as we speak their word, as we pray their word. All right. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Talking about Christians, they're talking about believers in Christ. God is praying for us. You pray for others as well, as God has, Jesus is praying for us to the Father. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Jesus was not of the world. All right. The main acceptance and reception of the word of God through Christ allows Jesus to identify those men with him and set them apart from the world. We're set apart from the world. We are set apart from the world. Jesus knows that the world has rejected and hated him, and therefore the same attitude will be hurled at them because of Christ. You that are believers in trust in Jesus Christ and live by faith, the world hates you just as it hated Jesus Christ. Despite the relationship and unity between Christ and his own disciples, Jesus does not pray that the world or Father would take them, nor us, out of the world. Jesus could not pray that the Father would take them, nor us, out of the world. Jesus is not asking for them to be removed from the war. Too many of us seek Jesus and then hide in the sanctuary. If Jesus has prayed this prayer and it happened, then the plan of gospel expansion would have been in trouble and their call and training worthless. As the disciples move through the world, they will need protection from the evils to allow them to continue forward with sharing the gospel. The reference to evil would very well be a reference of the evil one. Talking about Satan the deceiver. See Matthew 6, the 13th chapter, 1 Peter 5 and 8. As recharged and regenerated men, the disciples no longer belong to the world as spiritual beings on a realm of spiritual evil, even though they would reside in the physical world as spiritual beings. We are called out, set apart for specific reasons of engaging within the world to impact it for God's glory. We are partners with Christ. As partners, we must understand that we have been set apart from the world, yet remain in the world for a purpose. The world needs our intercessory prayers, our participation in order for our communities and nations to change for the better. The world needs our intercessory prayers. I cannot think of a more timely time in the world when we need to be praying for our believers and for those who come to Christ to be saved at this time. At this time, our intercessory prayers. Now, a question for you. How do we avoid slipping into our comfort zone and not engaging in the word for Christ? Living in sanctified and holy life should be the goal of every believer. Why do you think some Christians seem to take issue with the call to holiness? Why do some people take issue with the call to holiness? Is it possible because they believe the world will be put upon by the world? They are afraid to face adversaries here in the world, friends or foe, for taking on the challenge of Christ being an intercessor. What is the fear? Okay, John the 17th, 17th to 21st verse, the commentary. Sanctify them, thy truth, thy word is truth. Sanctify them. In other words, you as a Christian, you as a believer of Christ, you as a follower of Christ, you have faith in Jesus Christ. Sanctify them. Thy truth, thy word is truth. Talking about us, are you that carry the word, you that believe in Christ, and he says, sanctify them. As thou hast sent them into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Just for a minute, let's turn back. I believe when we began reading, sanctify was a word. That's a Greek word, hazeia, izo, to make holy, consecrate, purify. In other words, prepare you, make you holy, to purify you, in order that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It will come against you, but you will be sanctified and purified. All right. As I, and for their sake, I sanctify myself. He's talking about Jesus Christ. He's talking about himself, Jesus, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Now you see the power of truth. Now you see the power of truth. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy words. When I speak, or when the pastor speaks, or when the Sunday school teacher teaches, or when a believer speaks to others, others believe because of their words. It is my will, it is God's will, that as I speak this morning through those not just from Antioch, but to others that listen on the internet and throughout the world to my words, that they be believers as well, become believers of Christ because of what I say. Neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their words, through the words in which I speak, that they shall all may be one, as thy Father art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou shalt hast sent me. Oh, what a powerful word there. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one, and that we all be one in Christ as believers, walking in faith and not by sight, believing in Jesus Christ, his word of truth. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you and I and me, Jesus talking to God, his Father, are one, and I in you, may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. This is a second petition on behalf of the prayer to sanctify. It carries deeper meaning than being set apart. Sanctify means to set apart for God's holy purpose and carries the weight of consecration, anointing, or making holy. Those who are sanctified are not in and of themselves holy, but God, through the sanctification process of Jesus, has made us holy. That which is sanctified reveals the holy will of God in his truth, and especially the truth as it is wrapped up in the embodiment of God's holy word. It is by God's word that we learn to fulfill the will of God, to be sent into the world by Christ Jesus, as he was sent by the Father in the highest calling that can be bestowed upon men and women. Christ did not need to make himself holy, for not only us, not only was he already holy, but also he was the embodiment of holiness. Jesus' choice to sanctify himself as a sign of dedication to his calling, that disciples might have an example to follow and a message to proclaim. This is in verse 19. This is in verse 19. For them I sanctify myself, that they also too may be truly sanctified. The submission of Christ gave power to the disciples to properly proclaim the message of salvation and sanctification through the Lamb of God efficiently, effectively. Faith is the necessary condition of employing life with God and for God. You cannot please God without faith. You cannot please God the Father, Jesus the Son, without faith. The faith that follows, the faith allows for the unity within the body of Christ to exist, to be an example to the world of the unity of the Godhead. With that unifying power, we must wholly and humbly intercede for this world to understand the depths of God's love. As we are sanctified and empowered with God's, for God, how can we engage other saints and other churches and denominations for the work of Christ in Jesus? By coming together, sharing God's word, interceding and praying, and recharging in situations where death, such as the COVID, is taking place, we can intercede and call for unity of believers in Jesus Christ. Discuss the impact of a divided church. What does a divided church, how does it hinder the mission of proclaiming Jesus' message? How does it reach the message to unbelievers when we are divided? Why is unity so important among believers? The unity in the body of Christ, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, a more perfect example of unity of one. Let's go through our last outline. This is John, the 17th chapter, the 22nd through the 24th verse. And the glory which thou gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Oh, look at that. The glory. The glory. The glory. How about that? Powerful words indeed. In them, thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. He's talking about his unity with his Father. Jesus is talking about his unity of love with his Father God. That unity is in believers here on earth that preach and teach God's word, that walk by faith and not by sight. I am repeating words, but that is the essence of the unity of one with Jesus Christ. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Powerful words indeed. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me, he's talking about you and I, believers, when God's Son teaches his word, we become one with him. God gives us, the believers in Christ, to Jesus. How clear is that? Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Oh, Jesus was loved by Father before the foundations of the world. I have then given the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. A reiteration and making clear of that verse in the NIV version. The effects of faith will be to elicit faith on the part of those throughout the world. The glory noted in verse 22 without a doubt points to the ultimate heavenly position of the church, but it includes the privilege of serving and suffering for God's light to shine in this world. This privilege to serve and suffer is just as Christ has commissioned by the Father to do here so here on earth. Christ was commissioned to do so by his Father, and Christ is commissioning us to do so here by Jesus Christ from his Father to us. The privilege to serve and suffer is just as Christ is commissioned by the Father to do here on earth. This privilege helps to sanctify the saints as we reflect Christ in our living and giving. The perfect union of the church is made possible not by human effort, but by the grace of God as an extension of the Godhead, which is sentiment for love. It's the sentiment for love. The love of God bestowed upon men is the same love bestowed on the Son. Jesus' final petition can be seen by us now as we read historically, as Jesus prayed in light of his finished work regarding salvation and his death on the cross. Remember when he was praying prior to being crucified. The cross must never be seen as an outside of God's will. The cross is being glorious in its representation and work for humanity. Was and remains to be anything but a glorious sight. The glorious lies and shines brighter because the not my will, Father God, but your will be done. See, you see that? The glory shines brighter because of not my will, Father, but your will be done. Sanctified attitude, as in Matthew 26:43-44, in Luke, the 22nd chapter, the 42nd verse. This attitude that Christ took on and wants us to take on is an attitude of submission to God's will. It is also the attitude of true love that the Godhead displayed and is expecting of us as Jesus prayed for us, as we pray for others. The church to do as well as we shine our light in intercessory prayers and work for the call and cause of Christ, standing in the gap for others. The world is in need of light. What are you doing wrong in sharing the light, and what can we do to better shine and intercede for others in this world? The world is in need of light. What are you doing wrong in sharing the light, and what can we do to better shine and intercede for others in the world? Powerful lesson for today. We thank you for being with us today for the lesson. The lesson for next Sunday will be January 31st, 2021, and is Woman, Speak Out. The devotional reading will come from Joel, the second chapter, 28-32nd verse. The background script is Luke, the second chapter, 36-38. Acts, the first chapter, verses 12-14. Acts, the second chapter, 16-21. Acts, the 21st chapter, 8-9 verse, and the printed texts are Luke, the 2nd chapter, 36-38 verse, and Acts, the 2nd chapter, 16-21 verse, Acts, the 21st chapter, 8-9 verse. And do not forget to read your daily home reading for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, as well as Sunday. They are clearly outlined in a manner that will brighten your path to the Sunday school lesson for our Sunday Woman Speak Out, January 31st. Let us pray. Our Father, Lord, we use us as your vessel. Use us individually and collectively. Draw out of us anything that is not like you. Bind us together in love, just as the unity and the love of the Godhead are bound together, such as God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit are unity in one, that we may serve you with humility and excellence. Lord, we love you. It is the marvelous name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Again, continue to pray prayers of intercession for those in the world today or in and around us. We are the light of the world through faith in Jesus Christ and following Jesus Christ's word. as Jesus has followed and did the word of his Father, God the Fatherhead, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you through all truths. The Holy Spirit will guide you and comfort you. It will keep you until Jesus Christ's return. Until next time, God bless you, and God willing, you will hear us here again next Sunday on this Sunday School lesson for January 31st. God bless you all, and take care on behalf of all of us here at Antioch Baptist Church. Pastor Oliver, Sister Joyce Oliver, our clerk, Ms. Lisa Stahl, all the deacons, ushers, and members of Antioch Baptist Church, still toiling to bring you the word. On behalf of all of us, God bless.